This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Debbie Bennett here.
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is Brian Alvarez.
Hey guys, this is Chaz McKinsey.
This is Tyson Gibbs.
This is JXC, the social media superstar.
This is the maniac, the leader of the Bullet Clique.
This is the Jurassic Punk, Sid Parker.
This is Charlie Evans.
This is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Grim.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce.
G'day, this is Big Brody Marshall.
Welcome to Wrestle Radio Australia, where the action is on the WRA Network. Giving Josh Armour a break, I'm Todd Eastman, and on today's ep, myself and co-host Showtime Jake Nova caught up with the best big man currently working in Queensland, Rip Riley. Now, for those of you who don't know who Rip is, he's about 6'2", 150 kilos, amazingly agile and equally as strong. We find his opinions on who he'd like to work in the future, his desire to work around the country, and the problems he's found being able to get booked when you come from Queensland. But before all that, look, Josh, you've probably got it there. Can you, like, fire up my old Views from the East music? I've just got to get something off my chest. Sweet. Yes, in WWE news, unfortunately, Emma was released this week, and I must admit, I was shocked. Her last pay-per-view outing with Asuka was great, I thought, and even the Raw rematch was a really good showing. She's obviously shown on NXT and in the WWE before, a bout with injuries, of course. She's a very talented worker, and it really begs the question, how does a worker like her get cut? While Alicia Fox, for example, someone who I don't think I've ever seen a decent match with, got to be there nearly a decade now. How does she stay under contract? And someone like Emma, who's shown so much promise and really put on some good matches, how she can get cut? I really just don't understand it. Now, I saw a video from a former promoter up here lamenting the end of their run as owner of a certain promotion, blaming backstabbing in the industry for their lack of success. Now, look, while you're correct, backstabbing does indeed hurt the industry, there are other things that hurt it much, much more, like poolside photo sessions for some girls, booking people in matches that are above their skill level, and offering people with very few training sessions hardcore matches, for example. Now, the thing about reputations in this industry is while they take a while to build, they take a second to destroy. And you can't blame workers for not wanting to work your promotion, just like workers can't blame promotions that they don't want to book. Now, I've seen a trend across Facebook in different posts, so not just one post or two, about some rookies lately saying stuff for the effect of, well, veterans never offer to help, and even some veterans, when they've offered help to people, the rookies have taken, well, that's just your opinion sort of thing. And like, newsflash, guys, it's not up to the vets to offer to come and watch your matches. It's up to you to go to them and ask them to watch your stuff. Because you're the one that wants to improve. I hope, at least, that you're the one that wants to improve. And when these veterans do actually take their time out to watch your match and give you some advice and give you some maybe a critique on your match, take it on board. Don't take it as an attack. After all we want to do here is get better. Well, that's what I hope everybody in this industry wants to. Anyway, that's it for this edition of Views from the East. And as always, I'm Todd Eastman. That's my opinion, and you're entitled to it. And we'll be back after this with Rip Riley on Wrestle Radio Australia, where the action is.
Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay saying he's going to save Melbourne City Wrestling. He is going to put MCW on the grand stage. Please. I've been the saviour of this business for the past 10 years. If anybody's putting MCW on the grand stage, it's Slex. I went up against Marty Skrull, and I beat Tyler Bate, and I squashed the UK scene. I'm going to do something that nobody in this country has the balls or the goddamn talent to do what I'm about to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I am issuing an open challenge. And that open challenge is to you, New Japan Pro Wrestling. Bring your best against the best November 11th in this very ring. No questions, no stipulations, and no bullshit. You've got 24 hours to respond. New Japan Pro Wrestling. 24 hours ago, I issued to you an open challenge, and by my calculations, 24 hours is running up. New Japan, where are you? Surprise, surprise, your time's up.
Threats, on November 11th, I'm accepting your challenge, and I make it rain.
Okada! New Japan Pro Wrestling, I asked for the best. You gave me the best. November 11th, this very ring, Slex will make history. Okada, you may make it rain, but I'm going to make you my bitch.
I'm here with Showtime Jake Nova. How are you, mate?
Why'd you say that so depressingly?
Because
that's what I want to know. It was like, I'm here with Showtime Jake Nova.
It's because it's like every fucking week the same guy.
Fuck. You asked me to be here. Bye.
And our guest for this interview is the one, the only, Rip Riley. How are you, sir?
Doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Oh wow, that's so not a normal Rip.
Yeah, I know. What the? He's actually happy. Oh my god.
For those of you who don't know, Rip Riley's is a big man wrestler.
Yeah, you can say that.
Big man wrestler.
A little bit of agile.
He's been around Queensland for a while now, and he wants to get out more. You want to start exploring more. Go away, Toby. Before I say your full real name. And
god damn it, Toddy.
Is that?
It's just going to get bleeped out again.
Is that Toby Manity?
Wow.
He's coming back. Yeah. Oh, God.
He just called you Toby Manity.
Oh, you're a prick. Jake,
Dolphin.
I'll give him that later.
Oh, wow. That is good. Oh, gee. So, back to you.
Yes.
Sir. How long have you been working around...
I think it's been about 6 years now.
6 years? How'd you get into it? Well, like, where'd you start training and stuff?
Originally did a little bit of training with PWAC when Mason Childs and like Esteban and all that were running it. Then I eventually came across Prowl. It was a bit more easier for me to get to, so I started training with Prowl back in 2010. And it's been good times ever since.
Yeah. So you've just been sort of floating around the Queensland scene, never really gone interstate, or just...
Pretty much like Queensland scene. I've done a little bit with IWA down like Coffs Harbour and when they do their tours up here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anytime you want to jump in, Jake.
I was letting you put Riley over. I didn't want to jump in. How did everything go when you started? Like, what, when you came to the business? Obviously, you said Prowl was a bit closer. What made you stay?
It was closer.
Nah, I think I just enjoyed the training. Like,
see, that's what I wanted. I wanted. Yeah. Let's see what I mean. Fuck, that's why I don't jump in.
No, it was just like Jake's been my trainer pretty much since I began. He was just very knowledgeable, gave me a lot of confidence to continue doing. To do what I keep doing, yeah.
You should open a school.
And hey, I could have got a ring for work. I'm strong with my morals.
You are indeed.
But now you move, to be honest, like, you have become to a point where obviously you don't need my help anymore, but how are you able to move? Because for people that haven't seen much of your work, you have to go see this guy. He's about 120 kilos. What do you weigh, actually?
I think I weigh in about 150.
150.
150, mate.
And you roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And he rolls around.
I move like a cruiserweight.
I feel so much better about myself. Yeah. Fucking
holy
hell.
Crap. So that's even more impressive. This guy's just incredible for his size.
Yeah.
I was watching you before and you literally jumped. He jumped off the top rope and just, like, I know this doesn't sound too impressive, but he just landed straight on his legs. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Did those knees just stay together?
Yeah, I get out of bed and I was like, oh, that's too far.
Good stuff.
When you started training, or was since you've been training, how much different is it to, because there's not a hell of a lot of guys around here that are your size and wrestle your style sort of thing. How hard is it for you to, like, get them to go, well, this is the way I wrestle because I'm a big man, and trying to get their heads around, like, this is the way, like, you can't, you shouldn't be able to just pick me up because I'm 150 kilo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is it hard to get that across to some
Timbo.
Guys?
Yeah,
good old Tim. Yeah, he's just a freak. It's always hard, but sometimes you just need to put people in their place. Mm. I know my size and I know what I can do. So, yeah.
Yeah. Is it hard, like, training for that specific style? Like, big man, or do you just train, like, the normal style and throw it in?
I guess, it is harder just because up here, I'm probably, like, one of the few big men.
Mm.
So, when it comes to training, I'm training with a lot of smaller guys. So, I think that's where I've kind of picked up the agility side of things.
Yeah.
To stay, keep up the pace with everyone else. So, yeah. Mm.
Do you have, like, I take it you're a fan of wrestling growing up and stuff.
Yep.
So who was the guys that you sort of gravitated to, like, watching wrestling?
Was it
like big men, or was it just...
Yeah, like it was a lot of big men. I think I enjoyed guys like Randy Savage, fucking Triple H, Kane, Taker. Just those big guys.
Yeah. See, this is how I know that I'm old.
That's what he reminds me of, though. But, yeah, well...
Like, when you say, who do you watch growing up? They're like, oh, Triple H. Yeah. I'm like, wow, I'm so fucking old.
He didn't
old.
Say Brutus.
All right, okay, calm down.
Yeah, I grew up in the 90s wrestling, so a lot of the 80s, yeah.
That's what you remind me of, though, is actually a really young Undertaker, like, back in his WCW days. That guy was a freak. Did you see the ups on him?
Yeah.
That's what you remind me of.
Mm. Yeah, there's just, because you've got so much fucking raw strength, which is, like, at times it's fucking scary. Like, the other weekend at Grindhouse, when, I don't know if you were ready for that slam, but he just sort of, like, off you go.
Yeah.
Oh, the bot.
Yeah.
Riley doing his own thing again.
And you can always hear Riley, Riley's mind just going, fucking just there.
Stay down, boy.
So legit made me get off the apron. I'm like, I'm probably not supposed to be.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know my true power. It's scary.
So, what are your actual goals in, like? Do you want to get out there? You want to start wrestling more? Who are some, like, guys around the country that you'd really love to work and stuff around, like, that? So, like, guys that you look up to, you'd watch them go, fuck, I reckon I could have a fucking great match with that dude.
I think recently, like, it'll be good to wrestle Mr. Juicy again. I think he'll be, like, another great opponent.
Because the first time you didn't have all that.
Yeah, it was a bit iffy. I think it's just like a get in there, feel each other out, see how you go, but it'd be good to have another square at him. Mm-hmm. See how we go. I think one of the big names at the moment, Jonah Rock, I think he'd be a big player and be interesting to see two big balls just going at it.
Yeah,
for sure. And then, like, another guy, Caveman Ugg.
Yes, yeah.
Seen a few of his work at the moment.
Yeah, he's really taken off around the country, hasn't he? Yeah. Have you found it hard being from Queensland? Have you found it hard sort of, like, getting into state more for the fact that, like, of the reputation and the unfortunate reputation that Queensland has had over the last few years, and that everyone here seems to be really turning around? Have you found that really hard to sort of get across? Like, I'm not a quote unquote shit cunt. I'm a decent worker. Please look into my work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's always hard. Like, I think Queensland's just got that reputation of being not so good at wrestling, but it is turning around, and I think hopefully guys can kind of understand that there are good guys up here and keen to get out and travel and get more experience.
Mm.
And that goes also, I think, from, like, people probably don't have a perception of what you're like in real life. Like, they probably think, because Queensland have got a bit of a reputation also of not just the wrestling being lower quality, but people's personalities are shit. And I don't think that's the case either. So, turning on that, though, hey.
Don't drum on the desk.
One thing I want to ask is, there's obviously a point where it really clicked in your head what professional wrestling was. When do you think that point was? Like, when did you go, okay, I understand professional wrestling, and it's turned the corner, and it's been for the better of everyone?
I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
Well, you can see the thing is with a lot of people's work, especially yourself, is it was, you know, not the greatest work. Like, I say that with the most respect to everyone, but it wasn't the greatest work, and then all of a sudden, bang, everyone's up here now.
Yeah, I think for myself, like, a few years ago when people started pushing titles onto me, I was wrestling guys like Shooter and all these other big names, and it really put a lot of confidence in me to be on a like main event level and kind of work to my best and work with the best around Australia. So,
does it annoy you now that does it annoy you that some feds are like up here anyway? Some feds will just push a title on a guy to make them happy. It's like, in my mind, like a title's a prop. But it's also...
Don't even fucking start with the titles.
Right? A title's a prop, but it's also something that like should be on one of, if not your best worker.
Yeah.
And so like, because I know this is one of the things that annoys me, is that there are some feds that will just go like, oh, if you come in, we'll give you this title.
Yeah.
So does that get under
your skin? I think it's starting to annoy me, because there's like, as Queensland Wrestling, there are a few companies up here, and I feel like a lot of guys probably don't deserve...
Give us names.
Don't deserve probably shots they probably think they do. But I don't know, I'm not a promoter.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people, like, let's just say this openly on this, that have opportunities that they really shouldn't have, and then they talk themselves up, you know, like, for any people like to be not involved in one of the mainstream feds and think that they're on, especially someone like your level, that's a joke, and I think that's hurting us in the long run.
I think at the moment, the unfortunate thing is that it's been great seeing, since I've been up here, the turnaround in Queensland Wrestling, but it's also been bad for the fact that the guys that were shit at it before, like promotional wise, have decided, oh, it's popular again, we're going to get back into it, not realizing that they were the reason why
it was bad in the first place.
We all know, who we're talking about, but unfortunately, we can't.
And there's not just one either. Like,
no, it's a couple. It's a couple.
So tell me who you don't like, Riley.
Let's not go there.
That fucking Jake Nova.
Oh yeah, man, what a dickhead.
What a jerk.
Worst guy.
Watched the move in a main event. I just had to pick him up and throw him.
Yeah.
I like how it's good. What I mean.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll take it.
Being that you're a big part of Prowl, were you unhappy, happy to see it back and the way it came back? Because I'll be straight out, like, I might have had some stuff with like Greg that not really, but the way it's come back, and when I saw what the card was, and there was a couple of good guys on the card, because a couple of guys I actually really know from Adelaide.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I looked at that card and I said, it's sort of like, I want to say embarrassment, that's probably a harsher word, to what Prowl was back in the day.
Yeah. Like, back in the day, they brought up like a lot of good talent, and it helped myself and like Jake here kind of grow as wrestlers. I feel like maybe that card wasn't the strongest from that they've seen, but I wish them all the
had
best.
Had they come back, like, I think if you're serious about coming back, from their point of view, you can't just shun all the top talent in the state and think you're going to run a fed without that talent and be successful. It's never going to work, I don't think.
No, because it's like, you've got your hardcore fans that'll come out to everything, but they're also sort of hardcore fringe fans that will only come out if they see a Rip, a Jake, a Shep, someone like that on the card, because then they know, okay, these guys are...
Yeah.
They're not at the inaugural Bowls Club.
Yeah.
Like, it's good that they're giving, like, a stepping stone to the young guys coming up.
I didn't say what it was. Well, sorry, it annoys me. Sorry, I have a little say about it. But like, it's like I've said to you before, if you're drawing 20 people to a show,
you have to step back and go back to the drawing board and be like, why is that happening? That's like, for me, like, if someone like a Riley's not on a show, then you start questioning why you're there. You know, if I go to a show and you don't see, you know, your Renegades, your
stop hitting the desk. The microphone is on the desk.
Then you kind of have to wonder why you're there. You know, and that goes for new guys. Like, you know what I mean? If new guys are on shows where someone like you isn't,
how are they going to learn that?
That's what I mean. Yeah, from that point of view,
you learn from having more veteran guys around you. If you're all just all young guys, you're not learning. Like, I know people say, "Oh, we learn from each other," but you're not. You're not learning anything new.
Mm.
You're not picking up the subtleties like a veteran's. Like, you see a veteran do that and go, "Why did he do that?"
Yeah.
And you ask him, and they go, "I did it because." Then they go, ah, fuck, of course. Like, have you had moments like that where you've asked someone?
Yeah. Like, it's always good to give, like, receive good feedback. like, no one's great at wrestling, but you know, I always talk to Jake or a few of the other guys that I can trust and just get proper feedback and where I can grow and continue being good. Yeah.
I think a lot of people take criticism as not being
constructive,
yeah, and just take it as an attack on you.
Yeah.
And like, because I know a couple of guys here, and I'll be the first to say this is what you've done wrong, yeah, but this is what you could have
done. That's how I feel with Alex sometimes. I feel like myself, I feel like I'm bashing him, you know what I mean? I'm like, but I'm not. I'm just trying to make him turn around and think about why he did what he did. Yeah. And I think sometimes he takes that to heart. I'm not trying to attack him. I'm trying to say, hey, you could have gone about it this way and it would have been much cleaner and safer.
To the younger workers out there, if someone just comes up and says, you're shit and blah, 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 then they're not giving you constructive criticism. That's just being a jerk. Like, if you said, look, you did this when maybe you should have did this instead, or when you do this, why don't you stop for a couple of seconds and look at the crowd and engage the crowd? That's constructive, in my opinion. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I get a lot of guys, some of the guys up there going, oh, you never have anything good to say. So, because if it's good, why should I have to tell you it's good?
Yeah.
I should only have to tell you what I think you're doing wrong to fix, because if you're doing it good, you don't have to fix it.
Actually, speaking on this, how many guys would you say come up to you and actually talk to you and ask you what was good and bad?
To be honest, very little. I think there's probably like a few guys.
Is that because they see you as a big dude and maybe you're not doing that?
Yeah, they're probably like a little intimidated. I don't know. I'm like pretty easy to approach. I don't know why more people don't. Like, still like a few kind of veterans, so to say, like in the locker room. Like, there's always myself, Jake, Tim, Renegade is always around. Like, approach us. We're not scary.
Seb, fuck off.
Just be nice. You're such a jerk.
We're obviously talking. I said hello.
I didn't say anything.
See you, jerk.
All right. We're actually at a show, though. I should explain. We're actually at a show at the moment, so we're sort of trying to just do a sneaky recording beforehand. So if there are interruptions or something, it's usually people just coming up to say hello. Not asking Rip about what the match was like, but you know,
yeah,
you get that. So you're saying like if anyone wants to come up and ask you,
yeah, like I'm always down to chat with people and give advice and feedback to them. So yeah, approach me if you're here. If you're here right now.
going on with the subject though, how many guys when you work them, how many guys let you take? Because what I find with me is everyone always, whenever, like we had that tag match the other week and I came in, I'm like, yeah, we're doing this, and everyone just sits there and goes, yes. How many guys when you wrestle have actually listened to you? Like, do you construct the whole match or?
Good question. Not always. Like, I always ask the other boys what they want to do, and then I take that on board and try to fit my ideas in with them so they're not feeling left out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all on me and it feels more as a team instead of just one person. Because I feel like...
So what are you trying to say? I'm sorry.
Cut him off. Yeah, so that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be taking what they've got, taking what you've got. Is it hard sometimes when you get some guys come up to you and they go, I want to do this and this, and you'd be like, well,
you're a dickhead.
Look at the size of me. You can't do that to
me. Yeah, you get some guys like that. Like, they just like blast out so many spots that aren't realistic, especially for like my size and what they want to do. You just need to like put them back in their place a little and like tell them realistically what needs to be done.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it hard, like, as like when you're working as babyface, is it hard sort of constructing a match where? Because for the majority of a match, a babyface is under.
Yeah.
Is it hard constructing a match where a heel can get legitimate, like, believable heat on someone your size when a lot of the guys don't have that size?
Oh, it can be done if it's done right.
Yeah.
Like, there's always ways around it. Yeah.
Depends on the character, I think, a lot with you. Like, it depends on who that wrestler actually is. If they have a bit of
legitimacy.
Can you help? Yeah, that's the one. Thanks, Todd.
That's why I'm the mouthpiece.
Like, I find when I work you, I don't think, because I was watching some of our matches recently, actually, and Todd can...
Yeah,
I was linking him. I'm like, Jesus, this went for 30 minutes.
Running spots, Brad.
I think it depends on the character, because, like I said, when I work you, it's sort of, if I beat you up, it's not as... unbelievable as some characters, so I think it'd go a lot on who you're actually wrestling in the character. But who, okay, while we're going on with this as well, who do you think coming through will be the next, who's the next guy? Like, I've got my eye on a few guys around here, and I think wrestling's really coming to, no, Todd, you're not going to be the next guy.
One day.
You won't even tag with me.
Well, yeah, I know. That's true.
Yeah, just going to put this out there. I said, Todd, do you want to be the tag team champion with me? And he said no.
Oh, what a worst guy.
But
because who, I don't deserve it, Rip.
Hey,
see? Yeah,
you'd get mad heat. You'd get Roman Reigns heat. Who do you reckon those next few guys are that are going to take us to the promised land?
I think Bobby Bishop, the Retro
King. That's funny because that's the person I would have said first.
He's a good kid. Yeah, I think he's just one of those guys that always comes up to me and always asks questions on how he should do things or certain things. Yeah, I think he'll be.
I see EC Diamond is another one.
Yeah,
yeah, he's just got to break you away from doing some of those.
Exactly. Yeah. But he. In his defense, though, he's just tried to go places where he can get booked to get experience in ring, which is hard to do.
But the thing is, someone like him, I don't think he's ever been shunned from the inner circle. And UPW, like, have good training, you know, so he's doing good stuff there, and then he's always got here and AWA to come to learn.
But no, he is one I see. Is there another guy from here? Because he's had Bobby, I've had Roman. Is there another?
Yeah, there is. I just need to think about it. Rip, cover me. Who?
Well, that Jackson Cross is a rookie, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to love
that. he's a good rookie, though.
He's a pretty good rookie.
Oh, dear.
I love when he does a duck. That's my favourite. That's nearly worse than knocking me out, I would say.
Yeah. Back to you. Is there promotions that, like, specific promotions you have in mind that you'd really love to work? Like, is there somewhere you're sort of aiming for that you would love if you could get there?
Oh, I think some of the bigger companies would be the main goal. Like, maybe like Melbourne City or Wrestle Rampage, Riot City, one. Maybe even EPW over in Perth. I just want to get as much experience as I can and work some of the top talent this country has to offer. So.
I know a guy from RCW.
Hey, you know a guy?
He's the shit, so.
Yeah.
He won't send anyone down there.
Yeah, you got to buy into his brand. See, first,
you have to. You have to.
How do you think I got booked on that shit?
Hey, no. No.
Yeah, I didn't say it was you. I said it was Yeah. Anytime you want to book a Grizzly, Chris. He's like, fuck, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Damn it, sorry.
Who did that? Who would move from Adelaide to Queensland?
Yeah, I know.
In wrestling.
Some twat.
Who would do that?
Oh, that's so good.
So if, and I've said it before, really, because have we got stuff online now with like matches? I think we're getting him soon. So, but really, if you get a chance, try and look up and see some of Rip's matches, because Rip really is a good worker, and he does. There's people. I have a saying where I say people don't deserve anything; they earn stuff, and you've earned the right.
Oh, cheers.
To be able to get booked in it. No, and I say it like straight up. Like you've earned the right to get booked.
Yeah.
In other territories, so they can see that you're a good worker, and they can see.
Yeah.
Because. And we talked about Ugg before. Ugg got the chance because he trained, or he's been training with a good Fed.
Mm.
So those guys have said, yeah, this guy's good, get out there. You've got no one, there's no one really up here that can do that to say, this guy's good, you guys need to book him.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully, hopefully.
It'd be nice to try to get out and, like I said, just try to get as much experience as I can, just travel. And
he is, he's it's a hard find nowadays to find a genuine big man that can move and is not just like Frankenstein, you know what I mean? Like stumbling and walking.
The Carly.
The Carly, exactly. It's hard to find those guys nowadays, and Rip definitely is one, and he definitely deserves to get booked and get have a bigger light shine on him than what is currently being shown.
Like when people think of Queensland, they need to you need to be one of the first names that comes out of their mouth when they think of the state.
Well, that's the thing. Like I, my goal is when people think of Queensland wrestling, I don't want them to think of the Nogra Bowls Club.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to fucking...
Well, do you go there often or
not? No, I just know where
it
is.
Do you put over a Nogra Bowls Club?
I actually have it blacked out of my GPS. So I can't ever. Can't ever. But I don't want people to think that that's what Queensland wrestling is. Yeah. I don't want them to think that they're those two letters or they're like fucking stupid backyard wrestling.
Yeah.
And burning fucking casket matches, and because that's not what Queensland wrestling is. Queensland wrestling is guys like you,
yeah,
guys like Tim Kay, guys like Jake Nova, Shep, fucking Headstrong, Street Rev, all of those guys. Yep. And that's what I think the rest of the country. And I talk about it like I've got a chip on my shoulder about it, it's because I do nowadays. Because I just like, oh, g'day Tim, I'm just talking about you. Like, who's the biggest shit, can't you know? Like, Tim.
Yeah. Mark
this week's been shit, bro. Tim's just joined in.
How are you, Tim? Shit. Tim Cade, everyone.
Should we may as well put him over?
I just put him over. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well,
he didn't hear it, and that was probably better that way.
Get out, son.
Yeah. Don't do that.
It's a microphone. It's something that we don't give you.
You're just giving Josh more blood to do.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
All right.
Is this live?
It's not live. But we're recording it. Oh. You're like a monkey, aren't you? Getting into everything. Have you got, you've got a fan page, have you?
Yeah. The Rip Riley, I do believe it is, on Facebook.
You're not on Twitter?
No, no Twitter for me.
But Feds, get in contact with him through his thing.
Yes.
Or even if you want to hit up like Wrestle Radio Australia, we'll get in contact.
Big old grizzly bear.
Well, you know, Tim, what's it like working Rip?
Shit.
Oh, mate.
Here we are. Why would I do that?
Anyway, you should definitely give Big Rip a look. He's a workhorse, can work NXT style. Great, fantastic wrestler. And someone that the crowd's going to react. Shut the fuck up, Tim.
I don't know why.
No wonder I was dropping it on his head.
I don't know why. So yeah, get in contact with him on Facebook.
Yep.
And yeah, he'll more than happy to come over.
Yeah, for sure.
And work a big man.
Yeah.
Throw someone.
Give us J-Rock.
Alright, thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries, thanks for
Tim,
having me.
Thanks for fucking us up.
Yeah, thanks for fucking me. Appreciate it.
Once again, thanks to Rip for joining us, and I really do urge promoters, get in contact with him and get him on your show. He really is a great, great worker. The best way to follow us, of course, is on Facebook. Just look up Wrestle Radio Australia and you'll find us. And if you want to listen to us, if you've got Apple, go on iTunes, that'll get the job done there. And iHeartRadio for Android, because apparently, according to Mr. Armour, Stitcher sucks. If you do catch up with us, please check out Marcus Pitt's episode on Drawing Heat on the WRA Network. Nope. WRA Network, that's easy for me to say, not for you. Really knowledgeable guy and, well, also very entertaining. I remember Josh and I had interviewed him a couple of years ago, I think now. Really good interview then. That'll do us anyway for this episode of Where the Action Is. And on behalf of us all here, I'm Todd Eastman, and this is your home for Australian professional wrestling, the Wrestle Radio Australia Network.
This is an ArmourPod production. Send all production inquiries to armourpod@gmail.com.